This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and Omega, Volume 10. You live as a seed. There are a few reasons why one goes on living like a seed, and 99% of people live like seeds. There must be something in it. To live like a seed feels comfortable. Life seems to be dangerous. Remaining like a seed, one feels more secure. It has security all around it. Life is a great adventure. Many escape from life just because life is too much, and they don't find themselves capable of coping with it. I will not suggest that. I am not an escapist. I will tell you to fight your way through life, because that is the only way to become more aware and alert, to become so balanced that nobody can unbalance you, to become so tranquil that the presence of the other never becomes a distraction. The other can insult you, but you are not irritated. The other can create a situation in which ordinarily you would have gone mad, but you don't go. You use the situation as a stepping stone for a higher consciousness. Life has to be used as a situation, as an opportunity to become more conscious, more crystallized, more centered and rooted. If you escape, it will be as if a seed escapes from the soil and hides in a cave where there is no soil, only stones. The seed will be safe. In the soil, the seed has to die, disappear. When the seed disappears, the plant sprouts. Then danger starts. For the seed, there was no danger. No animal would have eaten it, and no child would have broken it. Now the beautiful green sprout, and the whole world seems to be against it. The winds come, and they try to uproot it. Clouds come, and thunders come, and the small sprout is fighting alone against the whole world. There are children, and there are animals, and there are gardeners, and millions of problems to be faced. The seed was living comfortably. There was no problem, no wind, no soil, no animals. Nothing was a problem. It was closed completely in itself. The seed was protected, secure. Challenges are growth opportunities, and there is no greater challenge in life than love. If you love someone, you are in a permanent turmoil. Love is not all roses, as your poets say. They are all fools. They may have dreamed about love, but they have never known it. It is not all roses. It is more thorny than you can imagine. Roses are rare, here and there. Thorns are millions. But when, out of a million thorns, a rose arises, it has a beauty of its own. Love is the greatest danger in life. That's why I insist that if you really want to grow, accept the greatest danger and move into it. The more and more you relate, the more and more you are. The being is discovered through being related. Each relationship is a mirror. It shows a fragment of your being to you. It reflects something about yourself. When you have grown so much and expanded into infinity, then the last relationship is with God. The goal is here. You just have to be silent, patient, alert. Live life totally. The goal is hidden in life itself. It is God who has come to you as life in millions of ways. When a woman smiles at you, remember, it is God smiling at you in the form of a woman. When a flower opens its petals, look, watch. God has opened his heart in the form of a flower. When a bird starts singing, listen. God has come to sing a song for you. This whole life is divine, holy. You are always on holy ground. Wherever you look, it is God that you look at. Whatsoever you do, it is to God that you are doing it. Whatsoever you are an offering to the God. That's what I mean. Live life, enjoy life, because it is God. and he comes to you and you are not enjoying him. He comes to you and you are not welcoming him. He comes to you and finds you sad, aloof, uninterested, dull. Dance, because each moment he is coming in infinite ways, in millions of ways, from all directions. When I say live life totally, I mean live life as if it is God, and everything is included. When I say life, everything is included. Sex is included, anger is included, everything is included. Don't be a coward. Be brave and accept life in its totality, in its total immensity. A great Zen master, Bokuju, was dying, and his disciples gathered. The chief disciple asked, "Master, you are leaving us. People will ask us what your message was after you have gone. Though you have been teaching us always and always, you have taught so many things, and we are ignorant people. It will be difficult for us to condense your message. So please, before you leave, give your very essence in just a single sentence." Bokuju opened his eyes and said loudly, "This is it." Closed his eyes and died.